It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Metropolitan Opera's efforts to cut back on spending appear to be working. The company says it's closed its most recent season in the black with a balanced budget and a $1 million surplus. Last November, the company reported a $22 million shortfall for fiscal 2014, right after it dodged a potential lockout by striking a series of deals with unions representing the musicians, singers, and stagehands. "It's not as good as we would like it to be," said Peter Gelb, the Met's general manager. "We sold more single tickets, but we are losing subscribers," he said. Gelb attributed the company's improved overall financial performance in large part to union agreements that called for expense reductions as well as pay cuts for both union members and employees on the administrative side. Three years ago, he was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, but this week, the late great conductor Claudio Abbado made a final posthumous appearance at the Gramophone Awards as his last recording, Bruckner's Symphony No. 9 with the Lucerne Festival Orchestra, was awarded the prestigious Recording of the Year Prize. The top award was announced at a ceremony in London on the 17th of September and was presented to the late conductor's son Sebastian and the president of Deutsche Grammophon, Mark Wilson. "It's very special on many counts," said Gramophone's editor-in-chief James Jolly. He said it had beauty, intensity, intelligence, power. They all come together to make for a lasting experience on this CD. The recording of Bruckner's final unfinished symphony also won in the orchestral category. Full details of this year's award winners at gramophone.co.uk/awards/2015. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.